On with the news. An arson-hit former school is set to finally become homes. An Australian has spent £60,000 on tattoos. And who knew a postie could be so loved?
Plans to convert a derelict school into housing have moved a step closer after the government finally agreed to transfer the site to the County Council. County Hall first revealed its proposals to transform the former Woodside Primary and Nursery School in Furze Road, Heatherset, into homes for people with care and support needs back in 2022. Since then, little progress has been made and the project has been on hold while the Department for Education, the DfE, reviewed the authority's change of use application. But now, more than 2 years on, the DfE has finally announced that Education Secretary Gillian Keegan has granted consent to transfer the space to Norfolk County Council, with a spokeswoman confirming there is no further school need for the site. Woodside Primary and Nursery School has been empty since its staff and pupils moved to new premises in Coachmaker Way in 2020. In May last year, the building was set alight during an arson attack, with police subsequently launching an arson investigation. If the plans fail to come to fruition, it's believed the County Council could put the land up for sale on the open market.
A team of rose specialists from Norfolk hope to win gold at this year's Chelsea Flower Show, with a touching display of its brand new flower. Peter Beale's Roses, based in Attleborough, has created a new variant named Rosa with Courage to celebrate the RNLI's 200th birthday. At the flower show, thousands of the roses will be positioned around a genuine RNLI rib boat. The new rose has several layers, creating a range of orange, peach and yellow hues, and is said to smell of sweet apples. Mr. Ian Limmer, head of the nursery and plant breeding programme at Peter Beale's Roses, the launch of the rose is personal because his grandfather volunteered for the RNLI for 30 years and saved more than 160 lives. In my mind, the colour of the rose reflects the orange of the RNLI's boats, while the yellow is reminiscent of the colour of the uniform, he said. Gardeners who grow the rose will be supporting the RNLI, and its flowers will be a constant reminder in the garden of the life-saving work volunteers do. The RNLI's 200th anniversary is a testament to their unwavering commitment to saving lives at sea. It is an immense honour to stand alongside one of the UK's oldest charities as partners during this historic milestone, and we feel truly blessed that of all the exhibitors at the RHS Chelsea, the RNLI chose us to partner with. Peter Beale's Roses hopes to win its 39th RHS Chelsea Gold Medal for the display at this year's show, which will run from May the 21st to May the 25th at the Royal Hospital Chelsea in London. A limited number of the roses will be available to buy for £26.95 for bare root and £31.95 in containers. 20% of the proceeds will be donated to the RNLI.
More than 300 hours, 61 days, 6 years and £60,000. That is the huge level of commitment one Aussie had to a Norwich tattoo artist. Michael Lewis, aged 41 from Brisbane, made a whopping 8 trips from Australia to get tattooed by city artist Hannah Weston. And even she was gobsmacked, telling him there are great artists in Australia. Government worker Michael had never been to Norfolk before finding Hannah's work on Instagram. He was sold on her exceptional talent in colour realism and embarked on a journey he says pushed his mind and body to the limit. Enduring multiple full-day sittings, the duo racked up more than 300 hours of tat time split across 61 days. While sessions tended to last 6 hours, the longest saw Michael sit for an eye-watering 11 hours. Hannah said, "I've never met a client who sits so still and handles pain so well. He's like a Terminator." The extreme sessions took place at Cavalry Tattoo Studio, but the duo finished up their work together at the Brighton Tattoo Convention last month, where crowds of people came to watch Hannah work. At £500 for a day's work, Michael has spent £30,500 on his bodysuit, but estimates he has spent £60,000 when including airfares, hotels and food on his trips. The pair collaborated on the work, with Michael giving Hannah themes, but free range to come up with the designs. His arms are tattooed with British wildlife, and his legs are based on Greek mythology. But the pair feel bittersweet over the completion of the work. Hannah said, "I'm genuinely really sad it's over. You become really good friends with someone when you spend that much time together. But yeah, we've run out of space." Michael added, "We've spent a lot of time together, and Hannah has gone from a complete stranger to a lifelong friend. Her commitment, attention to detail and professionalism have been truly extraordinary." And the picture that accompanied this story is amazing. Michael's whole body is covered. He has a lion's head on his upper chest, an eagle in flight beneath with sky, exotic flowers, an owl on his arm with a snake in long grass, a badger on the other arm with a parrot. This is all in fabulous Technicolor. Amazing. His hands, feet, neck and face are the only bits of bare skin.
Norwich Market's newest pop-up stall holder is a 17-year-old who has set up a clothing brand while in sixth form. Jacob Duffy from Cossey is the creator of streetwear brand Temps and is currently studying BTEC sport at Dereham Education Soccer Academy. "I was just bored in business class and started designing," Jacob said. "I found a few manufacturers and decided to order some samples. My friends really liked them, so I thought I would go for it." Starting with a humble stock of £100, the more stock he managed to sell, the more he could order. He added, "I have never studied anything fashion-related, but I would really love to do this full-time. I didn't want to keep buying clothes from other manufacturers, so I wanted to see what I could create for myself."
A first-class postie will soon deliver his last letter in Lakenham after 13 years of working the same round. Johnny Wilson has worked as a Royal Mail postman for 18 years and spent the majority of his time delivering letters and parcels to folk in South Norwich. The Heartsease local recently announced that he would be moving to a different delivery round on Facebook and appealed to customers past and present to meet for a final farewell. "The turnout was far better than I ever expected, considering it was Mother's Day and such short notice," said Johnny. "I will miss Lakenham, and I want to thank every single person for not only making my job that little bit easier, but allowing me to be part of your special community." Johnny explained that he has accepted a promotion and will be moving to deliver the post to those living in NR7, Sprowston, Heartsease and Thorpe St Andrew to keep his current duty structure.